You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fun episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. Episode 838 is where we're hanging out. Glad you're hanging with us. Hope it's a beautiful day where you are, like it's a beautiful day where we are. Finally getting some rain around here, which is fantastic.
It feels like it's come a little bit early.
Yeah.
Does it feel like it's come early to you?
Could be. Maybe a little bit. I hope if that's the case, it is coming early and staying late.
I hope so too.
Because we could use it. It's been really nice.
We could use it. It has been awesome. It has also been awesome because the dynamic range and contrast in our sunset photos has been getting better and better. So don't be like me and get lazy. Get out there for a couple sunsets and test your skills. Do some hyperlapsing. Do something you haven't tried before. Maybe you could add something new to your profile to stay one step ahead of the competition. I ask you, what will you do to challenge yourself this week? Moving forward today, I'm really excited. Again, if you haven't checked out the drone you fly in, please do. The NTSB is going to be doing a talk on how they use drones for mapping and reconstruction. Also, Pix4D will be there to showcase the new Pix4D Ag or Pix4D Fields application. In addition, we're going to be talking about how you can actually get survey grade results with drones. And Pix4D will be there to show us exactly how to do that sub-tenth of a survey foot that we're talking about. So if you are a surveyor and you're listening, you know what I just said.
That's worth the price of admission right there.
It really is, actually.
I mean, the amount of money that you can make deploying that information.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Is pretty cool.
Yeah, check it out. If you don't come, you're really going to you're gonna be like, man, I wish I would have gone to that. Don't have regret. Don't live with regret in your life. Don't have a fear of missing out. Come to this epic adventure. Sign up today. DroneYouFlyIn.com. And you could still use the discount code LASTCHANCE, all capitals, one word, last chance. I know it's typically two, but it's now one. Okay, because it's your discount code. So use it.
Absolutely, guys. And if you're looking for a drone to get your business to the next level, or you just want to start your business, you want to get it off the ground. That is not a pun that was intended. It just kind of rolled off the tongue. Anyways, check out dynexdrones.com. That's D-Y-N-N-E-X drones.com. They've got everything that you'll need to get your business off the ground from an equipment standpoint. And they have some really cool programs to help you finance some of that if that's helpful for you. You know, if you're a saver and you're wanting to save before you start, before you buy your equipment, I totally get that. And I respect that. But the industry is moving along pretty quickly and every day matters. So you might want to get started using one of their programs at dynexdrones.com. And when you do, use the coupon code DRONEYOUSAVE25. That's the number 25 and that's all caps. And you're going to get $25 off your order. So check them out, dynexdrones.com.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Rob. This is Aldrich with Hippogriff Solutions out of Flagstaff. I heard you guys talking a while back about doing video for a Netflix series or a major production. My question is how in the world you would get into something like that? What kind of body of work you would have to have before going after something like that? Also, do they post the jobs or do you have to know a guy who knows a guy? Also, my other question is what would the minimum drone requirements for that be? I would assume maybe an Inspire 2 with an X7 camera on it, something like that. Any help would be appreciated. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Aldrich, for getting your question in. Appreciate it. AskDroneYou.com if you've got a question like Aldrich did. So there's a couple things that come to mind about this, Paul. So certainly networking is a huge part of it. One of the things that you've reiterated over and over for a while now is that this line of work or that element of the business is not all it's cracked up to be.
I'm really glad that you brought that up because I was really trying to say, how can I be really positive and give this guy a formulaic response, which he can go get work, but also be very honest about the type of industry that it is, the type of people that work in it, and what you can really expect. Because, I mean, you and I know, we've actually interviewed multiple producers who have come from the cinematography, film production industry at the very top level. And they are coming to work for us for a lot less money because they're so sick of how they're being treated, how they're working, and everything. You know, money can only go so far with work. And you've got to have some passion, some love, and something that makes you truly enjoy being there, right? That's the culture of where you work. It's yep. the culture. It's the people you work with. Are you having fun? Is it like working with a family? If not, your job sucks. Sorry, but you know, you may not be in control of it too. That's okay. You can always be the light in your office, and you can always be the good person. But
and all that said, I will say I've read some articles and have heard some people that love the industry, right? They love being a part of it. I mean, it just kind of depends on what's your thing.
You can't generalize about anything, right? There are people that love alkaline water, and there are people that have no idea what it is. You know, so, you know, there's just all different kinds of people. Not everyone loves alkaline water. You can't say these generalisms about anything. And I will say there is something, and I have to say this. There is something really powerful about making it in the film industry and being like, okay, I did this. I'm here. I'm getting paid $3,000 a day. Like, this is cool, you know, whatever.
Great for the resume.
It's great for the resume. Yeah. You know, I'm on the procurement for different big networks like AMC and HBO, but I really am picky about who I work with because I don't like the industry. It's very egotistical. And it had a big effect on me. I mean, like once I made it there, it was so powerful because like, I've done it. I've made it. I can do it. It's that self-belief, that self-realization. Oh man, I can do it. I am that good. I am that good. But you can't let it get to your head because oftentimes you could just get hired on set because the regular guy couldn't make it or they need to get someone in state for a tax credit. And oftentimes executive producers will do anything to save a dollar. So don't let it get to your head. That being said, it's also really important to understand it is the most nepotistic industry on the planet. Everyone has their own opinion about how everything should be done. And if you really want to make it in this industry, it's very easy because you just have to follow their weird effed up formula of getting in. The effed up formula is number one, you have to be really dang good at what you're doing. And number two, you have to be able to show it and visualize it to people. Number three, you have to build all of that portfolio in a one page website. So they can't go anywhere. Location scouts can't browse through your page and get lost and distracted. One page. Everything that you're good at, why, and a way to contact you to get rates, your rental rates and your day rates and all that. Understand that pricing for these film jobs is a little different. You've got your day rate, you've got your labor rate, which is people that are there to help you, and then you've got your rental rate. Your rental rate is typically 10% of the total cost of all the equipment when you bought it, and 10% is the rate per day of the equipment that is charged to the production company itself. Oh man, I keep going. Now, you have to be really good at what you do. You have to show it, visualize it, you know, upload it to Vimeo, showcase good color. You may want to showcase raw files and files that you've actually graded because here's the thing. You could be a really good pilot and have a really crappy editor and you've got to make sure that you're showing the best of the best of the best of what you do, but you have to be able to deliver on it at any given time. You can't get nervous. You can't get weird because there's a bunch of actors. Like I've flown 3 or 4 feet from Jeff Daniels' face, like, you know, like an actor's face. The moment you start thinking about what if, what can go wrong, who's watching, all this, you're not thinking about what you're doing. You're not focusing on what you're doing, and you have to have that utmost focus. So step one, be really good at it. Step two, show it and have it in a deliverable format that's very easy. Step three, go to your state. Now, the guy that was talking in Atlanta, I literally have friends moving from New York City to Atlanta because there's so many production jobs in Atlanta. So when that guy was like, there's no opportunity here in Atlanta, I wanted to scream.
Well, he was talking about real estate. He was talking about the market.
And that's fine. And that's real estate. You know, not everyone has to start in real estate. The only reason people start in real estate is because of two things. Number one, it's easy. And number two, the subject doesn't move. It doesn't move.
Yeah.
You're flying around something that's fixed. Okay.
Right.
Very easy.
Right on.
I love real estate, but I really like ranches. I like working for certain people, and I've learned that over time. So anyway, long story short, going back to it. So step one, we talked about, you know, being really good at it. Step two, showing it, having it in a deliverable format that's, you know, easy for people to have. Step three is now getting in with the state office of film and production and getting your business on the vendor list. Typically, there's no stipulations other than you have to prove that you're from the state and you have to do a couple other things, which is typically pretty easy. The next thing you want to do after that is you want to rub elbows with everyone super important. Only decision makers screw everybody else, because you can be nice to all those people, but don't let them waste your time, because everyone will waste your time telling you how important they are. You only need to go.
That's actually true in that industry.
Yeah. You need to go right to the top and don't bullshit and be like, look, I'm not here to waste your time, but I want to grow this economy like you do. And I want to bring more businesses in here like you do. And I believe part of that is having a huge talent pool that's very skilled and connected. And I want to introduce myself to you because I believe I can be an asset to this state, this economy, and an asset to you yourself. And I was hoping that maybe I could go out and buy you lunch sometime and we could talk about the industry as a whole and get to know you and hopefully make a new friend. Does that sound good to you? Anyone says no to that?
Anyways, one of the things that I've noticed that has happened to you is that the domino effect, and we can get back to that step, obviously, but once you make, it really takes one right connection.
Yes.
Right? Yep. So you keep plugging away and you're meeting people, you're going to the functions where the film people are at. You're going to have to do that, I guess, if you can get into them. I don't know if that's difficult or not, but once you get into them, you meet somebody, you click with that person, they are a decision maker, they're able to get you involved in some sort of a production, then word of mouth in this industry is humongous, because I think once one person trusts you, other people will trust you because that person trusts you. And I've seen that happen with you in this industry. Mm-hmm. So it's just making that first, and obviously more connections are better, but I think you can get a long ways, or at least get a really good start making that one connection. So I want to encourage you in that way. Go fight for that one connection.
And I also want to end this with being really honest. I don't go after these jobs anymore. They're often, you work a lot up front with very little guarantee. You're often working with people that I cannot stand working with, because everyone is just absolutely entitled to the entitled.
Okay.
I can't generalize. Not everyone is like that. There are some really cool people. Actually, the AMC procurement director, what her title is, Belinda Ma, she's one of the most inspiring and motivating people on the planet. Like, that girl has her stuff so together, it's not even funny. Like, if I look up to anyone in production, it's her, because she's the hardest working human I've ever seen in my life.
Love it.
I mean, like, she's crazy. In the best of ways.
And the reality is there's a lot of people like that in the industry.
And Sarah knows her too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Small world. So you said there's a fourth step?
The fourth step is, so that once you rub elbows with the right guys, go to your local film office, the film permitting office, the people that actually write the permits, because they're the ones that know every single, you know, production that's coming into town. And this is why, this is another reason why I love, hate this industry. They're the gatekeeper. The local permit office is the absolute person that you need to get to know. They're the secret entity. But if you piss them off or they disagree with you for any reason, they can actually ruin your life. There's a good example of that here in Albuquerque. The lady who was just let go, she removed people's information from the website. Mm-hmm. I have proof of that. She has, talked negatively about certain vendors over other ones. I have recordings of that. You should be smarter about where you talk. And it's just like... No, I'm sorry, but I'm not the one to, like, just talk about people. I will have evidence every single time so that I will never lose credibility. Anyway, long story short, I didn't have to use any of that. The Lord took care of it himself, and it was fantastic. But anyway, you can't cross that person. And those persons also have a lot of responsibility. So if you're in those shoes... Don't be mean, nefarious, and negative, and pick people, because you will get sued. Anyway, there's that. So.
Okay, so what was step four? Just go to the permit office?
Step four, you got to go to the permit office and make good friends with them. Like, really, I mean, they are the key. They are the key. So when the new permit office director came in this year, oh, man, I was like, bring it on in. Give me a hug.
your best friend.
But again, I hate the process of those jobs.
I know,
because
it's tough.
Yes,
it's a tough industry.
They pay a lot of money, but you're getting like one job a quarter or one a month.
Yeah, it kind of depends on where you live. And you could be if you're fortunate enough to get on a big production, it could be a 3-month or engagement, right? Those are probably pretty rare.
The other thing, too, is family, because oftentimes those big productions, like I got offered a production by a 3-letter company in New Zealand, but I'd be gone for 3 months.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Right. Well, you kind of have a business that you're co-founder of.
Well, I was more worried about Sarah, but
Well.
I'm just kidding.
as you should be. So it would be 1A and 1B. Anyways, one thing we haven't talked about, I want to just mention briefly, I'm a little nervous to bring it up because you're a little hot today, but that is the unions. Because in some areas in particular, the reality is they've sort of captured the market as it relates to drone pilots, right?
No, they haven't. No, okay. I totally disagree. Well, they've been been fighting for a long time. The IATSE 480, the GRIP union, and the IATSE 600, the cinematographers union, have been battling over who's controlling drone pilots. Because the GRIP guys are like, we're controlling the thing that holds the camera. It's GRIP. And then the guys are like, well, we're controlling the camera. It's cinematography. Guess what? When you're working as a separate entity and a company on set in a vendor-style subcontract, you don't need to be a union. This was actually just proven in the Supreme Court just about 2 weeks ago. And sorry, but not only am I fired up about this, but my dad made his living and we built a law firm on suing unions for misappropriating money. So I'm really anti-union to begin with. And I even, like, I tried to go on the dark side and be pro-union and work things out and work with these guys and try to do it. But I just realized it was as corrupt as it comes. It's a power trip. I mean, the perfect example was Peter Chambliss from IATSE 600. When I was doing a class for them to try to, like, you know, make friends and say, how can we work together? And I want to see if you guys are legit or not, because...
So the bottom line, go ahead, finish.
Long story short, I'm flying inside in a studio warehouse and Michael Chambliss tries to come up to me and tell me about FAA rules. And I looked him square in the face and I said, sir, you are wrong. And he started yelling at me and I said, sir, I'm going to remove you from this building if you keep yelling at me because I am indoors. There is no FAA jurisdiction here. You have no jurisdiction. I'm not listening to you. You're looking like an idiot in front of 50 people and I'll just keep talking to make you look like an idiot if you want to. And he stood up, walked away.
Yeah. But the point is...
I hate power trips. And I have no problem mentally owning somebody if they are being mean, nefarious, and on a power trip to hurt other people. Because, and this is what Sarah, like, doesn't understand about me a lot. I say these things and I make points to put people in their place because no person should ever put another person in a disadvantaged situation. I believe in absolute equality. I don't believe in the type of crap that they pull.
Yeah, and so. It's too bad. And I don't want to get into a discussion. My point was not to get into a discussion. Into a discussion about unions, although I knew that's where it would go. But I wanted to make sure that
you do not need to be a part of the union.
Right. But somebody might tell you that you do, and so that's why I bring it up.
Yeah, and you don't. And the law says no. So let's ask the Supreme Court. Oh, yeah, no. So, yeah.
Right on.
Anyway, sorry. I hate those people. It's like, why? I just don't get it. Social Security, disability. Like, we have programs for this, you know? And then they're like, oh, yeah, but you get this sweet benefits and rewards package. It's like, it's really not hard to learn how to build a 401k package for yourself. And you should know how to do that because it's your financial future. And that is only your responsibility. It's no one else's.
Yeah.
That's anyway a difference of opinion, I'm sure, with some people. But and I'm getting political. I'm sorry. But that's what I believe, and I believe in it strongly because...
And now you know.
Those people who are able to negotiate for themselves go far. So.
Indeed.
Don't hate the game, know the game. On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Dronio.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.